Chris, alcoholic. Chris. Grateful to be here, grateful to be sober. Thank you, John, for not telling me that I'm going to speak tonight and for inviting me on a five-hour trip up here. I absolutely love Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm very active in Alcoholics Anonymous. Like I said, I'm from San Diego. I come from a good family. Nobody drank, which was really lame growing up, and and I always had this restless, irritable, discontent feeling, this feeling of being separate and apart from, and growing up and going to school, I was bullied a lot, I was picked on, my name's Chris Simmons, they would call me things like Piss Siemens in school, and I was just, I just hated it, I just hated life growing up, and I had everything, like my parents would, clothe me, feed me, pay for good education, but I was just never happy inside. And then one day I discovered that happiness. I was sitting on a park bench with my friends, and we were drinking Southern Comfort out of all things. And, all of a sudden I wasn't Piss Siemens anymore, and all of a sudden I wasn't getting bullied anymore, and I started to fit in places, and I started to, hang out with people, and, I decided to kind of take a right turn in life, and I wanted to pursue my dreams as a rock star, and I joined a band, and, got to a point where we were doing really good. We were on a record label. We were touring. I toured 16 different countries, and just like in Bill's story, I had arrived at last, and drink was taking an exhilarating part of my life. And, one day the singer quit and it was all over, and like the stock market crashed, everybody was jumping from high finances and nope, not Chris. Chris went right to the bar and, and then back to my mom's house one more time, and I just kept saying to myself, I can stop drinking. I can just cut it off. Maybe it's time to get my life together. But for some strange reason, I had this mental obsession over alcohol where, the pain and suffering of my last drink is pushed aside, for the pain that I'm feeling when I'm not drinking. And, I would have firm resolutions to quit. I made a lot of sweet promises, especially to my mom, and I just couldn't stop drinking. And, I came to Alcoholics Anonymous the first time in October of 2018. I was living with this lady and I was working at this farmer's market with her. I showed up drunk at 10 in the morning to set up her booth, and the next thing you know, I'm passed out in my house covered in glass because I threw a brick through the window not knowing how I got there. And she says, Chris, I think you might have a drinking problem, and I think you should go to Alcoholics Anonymous. And when I got there, I was not alcoholic. I did not think that I was like you. I didn't like anybody in Alcoholics Anonymous. The one thing that I do remember them saying was, if when you honestly want to, you find you can't quit entirely or you can't control the amount you take, you're probably alcoholic. And I was like, there's my out. I never honestly tried to stop on my own. So I left Alcoholics Anonymous and I stopped drinking, and I made that 1 year mark too. And I was like, man, I'm good, I got this under control. And then that feeling of separate and apart from came back, and I started distancing myself from my loved ones and from my family, and I moved up to Oregon and to try to get my music career back on track. And I got into this car accident and I picked up a drink after 2 years of continuous sobriety. And I still wasn't convinced that I was an alcoholic. And I went back to, and it took about 10 months for me to finally hit rock bottom in Oregon. And I got kicked out of the place I was living and went back to my mom's one last time. And, and I got there, and at that time she was a very active member in Al-Anon. She's like, you cannot drink in here. If you're going to stay here, you can't drink. And I said, okay. And then I met this girl. She wanted to go to this bar. And I get there and she's like, what are you having? And I'm like, I'm not drinking, And she was like, oh, wasn't even really that upset about it. Was like, okay, well, I wish you would have told me. We would have went somewhere else, you know. And then she went to the bathroom, and then I just ordered a drink, just out of the blue. And I drank that drink, and when we went, and we're having a nice evening on the beach, you know, we're walking along, it's going really good, you know, and she's happy and laughing, and the only thing in my mind was, I wonder if she wants to go back to the bar, you know. And I start kind of veering her towards, you know, where I was like, oh, I need to go use the restroom, you know, let's go check this place out, you know. And then eventually I started to, you know, I started to see her, and it was like, oh, I wonder what Rachel's doing, you know. And then it would be like, well, I wonder what Rachel's doing. I wonder if she wants to go to the bar, you know. And then it was like, man, I really need a drink. I wonder what Rachel's doing. You know, and then it wasn't long before I'm leaving Rachel on the side of the road to go get loaded. You know, and that's what my alcoholism looks like, you know. Once I start, I can't stop. And once I'm stopped, I can't stay stopped. You know, because I have an allergy of the body, a mental obsession, and a spiritual malady. You know, and March 23rd, 2022 was the day that I have, that I hope all of you had as well. It was the day that I finally surrendered to this thing. And I was driving on Point Loma Boulevard to go to the dealer's house to buy enough drugs to kill myself, you know, because I just couldn't live anymore. I couldn't stay stopped. You know, I had every night I would go to sleep just, you know, wishing it was all over. And I'm going to my dealer's house, and I clip this young girl's car, and she chases after me and catches me in a parking garage and corners me. And I just get out of the car, and I just drop to the knees, and I say, oh, God, please help me. And what she said to me was, I'm not going to call the cops. I don't want any money from you, but you need to get help, and it's not me. And she took off, you know. And then I called my mom, and I went back. She picked me up, took me home to her place, and then started to, like, she's like, stay here, I'm gonna go get your car and get your things, and we're gonna figure this out. And she left, and I'm sitting in her house just thinking about where she's stashing the liquor, and I get a knock on the door, and this guy, this neighbor of ours, Dan, comes over. And I used to drink with Dan. I remember walking the dogs one day, and I saw Dan, and we were both hungover, and we just, like, immediately bonded over that. And he showed up, and he was sober. And he said, Chris, I heard you're having a little bit of a drinking problem. I'm going to take you to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And he took me back to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I met a man there by the name of Jonathan Goodman. You know, he was at a podium just like this. He was telling my story, you know, and I went up to him, and I was desperate enough to ask him for help. And I said, Jonathan, will you be my sponsor? And that man took me through the 12 steps, and the obsession to drink was removed. And I had a spiritual experience, a personality change sufficient to bring about recovery. And that's what happened to me. And I haven't had a desire to drink for about 2 years now. I just celebrated my birthday last Saturday. And what it's like for me today is I'm very active in Alcoholics Anonymous. I work with a lot of men. You know, some of them stayed sober, a lot of them didn't, but I'm still here. You know, thank you. And, you know, to keep this thing, you have to give it away. And, you know, the more I serve you, the closer I am to him, you know. And, like I said, I'm very active in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I do a lot of the right things around here, but there's a lot of times in sobriety where I should have been loaded. And I always want to remember that it's not me. You know, that of myself, I'm nothing. And it's God and Alcoholics Anonymous that keeps me in line here, you know. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm running out of things to say. You know, I think I'm just going to end it early. So thank you so much. All right.